USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Researchers have found a new batch of coronavirus variants in the United States that appear to have the same genetic mutation. The variants share a mutation to the gene that affects how the virus enters the human body. The study's authors say they're not yet sure if it makes the virus more contagious, but they fear that may be the case. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is the director of the cardiac cath lab at George Washington University Hospital, and he tells CNN that the recent discovery shows that the U.S. needs to put more effort into tracking possible variants.
Well, what this does show is that we really need to rebuild our genomic surveillance program and identify in real time when these variants emerge. And because the implication is eventually there'll be a variant that will evade testing and will evade our current vaccines. There's no evidence that these variants do that, but that's the concern going forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
About 6,000 National Guard troops remain in Washington, D.C., protecting the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. But how much longer will those troops and fencing be surrounding Capitol Hill? Some lawmakers want an answer to that question from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Congressman Devin Nunes says he's seen no information showing that it's necessary for the troops to remain in the Capitol. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's time to send the National Guard home.
It's nice to see the military out there. They're great guys and women. I mean, thank God that they're there. But the truth is, they don't need to be at the U.S. Capitol. The fact of the matter is the Guard could have been called in. Fences should have been put up before January 6th. We had the intelligence in order to do that. So the FBI knew. The FBI related that to the Capitol Police. But now moving forward, what I can tell you is I haven't seen any credible information whatsoever that would lead that we would need all the fencing and all the guardsmen that are still there. They need to go home.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden will hit the road this week to try to sell his $1.9 trillion COVID relief package to the American people. He's set to participate in a televised town hall meeting Tuesday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. His push to get a bill passed comes as unemployment programs from the previous stimulus bill are set to expire in mid-March. But there's still hesitancy from Republican lawmakers who say the price tag is too high and the package includes too many proposals that have nothing to do with pandemic relief. Jared Bernstein is a member of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, and he tells ABC News that the process to get to a final bill should include input from congressional Republicans.
Whether any Republicans are going to sign on is yet to be seen, but when we talk about this budget process called reconciliation, meaning pass the bill without 60 votes, that doesn't exclude Republicans. This is a process that you've probably heard discussed in recent weeks up on the Hill, and in the past, that process has often been bipartisan. So Republicans could come over and help even if we go that process route. And I think what's important there is to recognize that this is not a partisan issue when you get outside of Washington. The president has met with business leaders, bipartisan mayors. He's met with governors from both sides of the aisle. He's talked to experts and economists, including, by the way, this idea has been endorsed by the chief economist for President Trump and President Bush.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.